dem Jahr?
Der ist Oktober 24.
Marty said, Daddy, you look a little funny. And I said, yeah, I'm pretty tired. He said, your face looks like... I said, what do I look funny? He said, your face looks like Turbo Team. And I said, yeah, I'm pretty tired. And he says, yeah, look, your face looks a little limpy. Marty said, in the store, can you take off your hood? And I said, I can't take off my hood. And why do you want it off? And he said, it's too brownish. It'll look like you're a stranger. This is one of my... I have a shirt on with one of those hoods in the back. I guess Mark doesn't like that. He doesn't think it looks... makes me look right. You don't think it looks good to have a hood on? Does it look terrible? You want me to take it off? Okay.
You know
what? What, honey? Oh, roll your window up.
Why?
Because you might get sickish.
What is sickish?
You might get sickish from the coldish.
What is sickish?
From a cold. You might have a cold. You might get cold. Sick and tired. You might get sick from the cold air.
Good boy. Good boy.
He asked me, do strangers like other strangers? And I said, no, strangers only like friends. And
Friends, strangers are their friends.
Friends, strangers that are their friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But what else do strangers do?
They take away, little children take away big parents.
Yeah, and what else?
They do tricky stuff to take them away.
Oh, I see.
And like, they break open... Well, they don't break open stuff, but Frankenstein breaks open stuff.
Right.
He's a
pretty horrible monster. Is he a stranger?
No.
No?
And he's very nice to everyone.
Frankenstein?
Yeah.
How about Dracula?
No.
Who is the nicest monster of all?
Frankenstein.
How about Godzilla?
No.
Yeah, he's good. He saves people.
Yeah.
From the sea monster and things like that, and the monster from outer space.
And he swings on the thing, remember? And he was... What about the poor airplanes?
Yeah, same idea.
He was swinging his arm to get them.
But that was King Kong, wasn't it?
Yeah, King Kong is mean to everyone.
No, they were bad to King Kong.
Right.
They trapped him in a prison.
Why did they?
Because they wanted to put him in a circus.
And once they knocked something on a girl.
Yeah. That girl liked King Kong.
Yeah. No, King Kong really liked King Kong liked the girl.
Good, Mark. Very good. Okay, you ready to go inside?
But the girl didn't like King Kong.
No, not too much. You ready to go inside?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Come on. Why there's so much cars out here? And I said, because everybody's buying toys for their kids.
Dad.
Yeah?
Big grown-ups, they just buy toys for their own selves.
Really? Who does that? You mean they buy a backpack just so they can play it?
No, they buy different toys.
What kind of toys do grown-ups like? Do they like Care Bears? Do grown-ups play with Care Bears? I guess October 29th. No, 28th and Ross and Mark are in their room playing dolls, the battle, whatever. I told them they had to get two armies and get them organized, and Ross has one side of the room for his guys, and he's just mostly using soft animals, and Mark's using a lot of the other big figures. You guys don't mind if I come in here and put a few clothes away, do you? Have you guys got your sides organized yet?
Not yet. We're getting set up.
Okay, now listen. I don't want every animal dressed. That's going to be too much because then Daddy has to put all the clothes away. So no more pulling down clothes. Do you understand?
Aw, Dad,
Dad puts all the clothes away.
I haven't even just one.
Well, use some clothes from your drawers, okay?
Oh, wait.
You know how to put
dress,
away.
Okay. I just want to dress those shirts in there.
Use clothes from your drawers.
All we need is shirts.
Okay. I want to hear. Will you guys promise that when you're finished with this setup, you're going to put it away?
Sure.
That's at 1 o'clock after we finish this setup.
Okay.
And you're really going to put it away?
Yep.
Marky, do you promise too, and without crying?
Yeah.
And at 1 o'clock, will you do it?
Yeah.
All right, tell you what. I'll let you have all this team if you just let me have these three guys and those animals, okay? These guys that are over here.
What?
I'll let you have all the guys that aren't. And hold on. Everything that's on the bed, I want to keep.
Okay.
I can't give him the bed because there is another bed on top of it.
Right.
So, I can't give it away because I want it.
So Mark ended up with a big, pretty good deal, didn't he?
Yep.
He was complaining so much. Remember?
Yep.
Yeah. What's your problem?
Is this guy scary?
Yeah, it's coming.
Is he a bee what? Is this scary?
What?
No. Yeah, but I can't move. When I put colors on it, if they're really scary, tell me they're scary. Is this scary?
If you don't ask me, I'll tell you. Yes.
Oh.
That's the way a ghost is. You could make a rainbow ghost.
I want it. I'm making a rainbow ghost.
Oh. Now I'm saying my ghost. Mark. I gave you all the stuff already, so now the stuff that's on the floor, you can't take. You cannot.
I want to cut this out. Pretend like this is made of stone, and whenever people, and if anyone touch this magic thing, it will come alive, okay? I mean this magic thing. If they touch it, the ghost will come alive. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the tiger will come alive too.
Which tiger?
This tiger. Another tiger too.
No, Mark, that's on your, he's on your team.
Yeah, but he, no, if anyone take his head off, if anyone ever go in there and take his head off, then magical, this ghost, he'll turn back alive, and he got killed in the 50s.
Okay. Okay, but it's not going to be over on my place.
Okay.
And one last thing. Aren't I supposed to have the good guys?
Huh?
Aren't I supposed to have the good guys?
Oh, wait! Yeah, but these are my guys getting organized.
Oh, come on, please.
Okay, my side is the bad guys. What? That is a hideout. Oh, you can have this. You can even have the hideout. Yeah.
Why?
When people were in there. Why you?
I didn't know it was part of your setup.
It was.
Stuff out of my place.
Here, Rusty, it's for you.
Good.
What is it?
Kid video.
Kid video.
Oh. You know what I want to be for Halloween?
What?
I meant for the real Halloween.
What? The real Halloween?
I want to be an Ewok.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You don't even have to make that. Hey, I might win a prize if I'm gonna be that for
You know what?
What?
You walk for Halloween, I might get a prize.
Nuh-uh. For who? From whom?
No, no,
they have a prize for a regular.
Yeah, Mark, that was only at the party.
I forgot.
And we're not having a party.
Well, there is going to be a Halloween, isn't there?
Yep.
There will be a Halloween.
You know what? Some kids aren't even going trick-or-treating.
Really?
Yep.
You know why?
Why?
Did they tell you?
No. It said in Scholastic News. Dad, how come?
Said if these people don't watch out, look, the dead ghost comes up and gets them. The dead ghost that was killed in the 50s.
50,000 years ago.
No, 50s is a long time ago, right, Mark?
50,000 years ago.
Oh, the ghost of 50,000, the funk of 50,000 years? Is that what he says on Thriller?
We may have
Bang.
Yeah. That was 40,000.
40,000, you're right. That's what I was wondering. Go ahead. What did you make up?
We made the funk of 50,000.
You made that up, right?
Yep.
Okay. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Okay, you guys only have a few more minutes for your setup, so hurry up and play. Okay, I'll give you about half an hour more.
Half an hour more?
Yeah.
He is
just a minute.
As he's walking.
This morning, Mark, he said, I bited my food or something, and Ross said, no, Mark, you take the E off the end, it's bit. And also, Mary was giving Ross a hard time, and Ross said, whispered in my ear, she's very borderline. And she wanted to know what it was that he said, and he wouldn't tell her. It was a secret. Anyway, my theory is that he's learned this very borderline from Mary, but Mary says that she doesn't say it often.
Well, it doesn't make sense to say that.
Must be a teacher who says that you're very borderline. Says there's a song called Borderline.
On the Borderline.
Oh, no, that's no, but no, I think this very borderline must be. No, he's learned it.
I may have said that borderline behavior.
Yeah, that's the idea.
But I didn't say that he is very borderline.
He said, Daddy, you got to come down. We got a problem. And I said, what? He said, our big brake is broken. The little things that go ring, ring. And when you look at them, you think they're cars. I'm not sure what he's referring to. I imagine he's referring to the pedals. Or perhaps the training wheels. Anyway, that's how you had to describe it, the little things.
Dad.
What's broken, Mark? The pedals or the training wheels?
The chain. The chain came off of his bicycle.
Oh, the chain is broken, and so the pedals don't move, huh? Okay, so I'll come down after I'm finished.
Okay.
I told Mark that there was a monster up in our attic. His name is Gertenor. And Mary told him that, Mary told Mark that Gertenor has red lips because he eats pomegranates. And Marky, no, who is it that eats the pomodors? That's what Marky called pomegranates, pomodors. And why can't we kill the Gertenor? No, we keep him up there. We don't want to kill him.
I had a friend with a pomegranate tree.
We don't want to kill the Gertenor.
Why do you want to?
Because he'll keep you boys good.
Why do you want to eat? Why do you want us to get eaten up?
One more?
I'm going to get the Gertenor on you.
Never mind.
Okay, now come back and say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Right now, right here. Right here.
I'm sorry.
Honey, you don't have anything to worry about. You don't have anything to worry about because we'll make sure the Gertenor stays up there all the time, okay?
Okay? You understand? Because you'll always be good, right? Honey, there's no Gryffindor up there.
What is it?
It's just something that Daddy made up.
What is it?
Nothing. There's no Gryffindor. There's no Gryffindor up there.
What is it?
What, the sound?
Boxes. There are boxes up there.
Yeah, and they're falling out of the ladder. Uh-huh. Down to the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
They're falling down the air, man.
Mm-hmm. You know why I put a Gryffindor up there?
Why?
To scare you into being good.
I mean,
that's why I put one up there.
There's no Gryffindors aren't real.
Right.
No, they're not real. But Daddy was
just like Dracula.
Oh,
just like
they're
Dracula.
Not even. No, they're even not as real as Dracula. But you know why I need them?
Why?
Because we need some monster to keep you guys from being bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we need glass to keep us to kill ourselves?
What?
Glass to kill ourselves would be bad.
Why would you do that?
Why?
Glass to kill us.
Why would you kill yourself?
Isn't that a little extreme?
You don't need to kill yourself.
Ross, Dad,
mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as Myrmidons.
Gryffindors.
I mean Gryffindors.
No?
But you know what there really is such a thing as?
What?
A pomegranate.
Right.
Are those the things?
Those are real.
Fruit.
Pomegranates do not live in adults.
They
grow on
trees. California.
Do they try to eat ya?
No, it's a fruit.
No. You eat them.
And they make your teeth red.
You eat them. Yeah.
They make your teeth be red.
And your lips red.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in...
Just like Gryffindors.
And what? And you look like a Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Right.
Even your hair and everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All your body.
Wherever you put the pomegranate.
And your fingers. That's for real.
And you know why people talk about things like this?
Why?
So they can make little boys be good.
Because little boys say things like, what was that sound I heard that sounded like that? And you know what that sound you heard that sounded like that was?
What?
I think it was the shoes banging around.
It was
in the shoes in the dryer,
clothes dryer.
Oh.
Do you hear it now?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a Gryffindor in the clothes dryer?
Nah.
Think there are any pomegranates in there?
Nah, they hate wet stuff. Animals hate to get wet.
Which one's the animal, the pomegranate or the Gryffindor?
Pomegranate.
What is a Gryffindor? What is a Gryffindor?
The things that eat ya.
The Gryffindor eats pomegranates.
Pomegranate is not an apple.
The boys.
Pomegranate is not an animal.
It's a fruit.
Is a banana
Dad,
an animal?
Dad, why do they have to make those little, I know those things were alive in the 50s.
When were the 50s?
A long time ago.
How long ago?
About 50 years.
Who was alive in the 50s?
You were a baby.
Yeah.
Mommy wasn't even born.
Mm-hmm. And were there presidents in the old days?
Yeah.
How about the old king of Hungary? Was he alive?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he was?
Yeah.
In the 50s?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what else? What else happened in the 50s?
People died when they were warring,
mm-hmm.
ganging up.
Mm-hmm. In the old days. Mm-hmm.
And some had their knives sticked in the heart.
Really, in the 50s? And before the 50s, what was it before the 50s? Was there anything in the whole world before the 50s?
Animals.
Animals and what else?
Elephants.
Uh-huh. And when did God come?
When the people He came just when he was going to start before five World War, and this is the first world.
Okay, did he do it before the 50s or after the 50s?
Dad, did you know this is the first world he started?
And then what happened in the second world? Remember the bugs crawled out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
the Nobilu world.
Right.
Right.
This is the first world for people.
Yeah, but what happened in the second world?
And in the second world, there'll be different people.
What will they be there?
First, they'll start up a war again.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go, like, again and again and again and again every day.
I see.